More with Mo. My name's Maurice. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that spells girl with two R's and no I, Mr. Richard Avery.
You're so smart. I swear to God, sometimes you really amaze me, and that amazed me.
Thank you, thank you. Because how do you really, is it girls?
It goes back to my punk rock days. Back in the day, back in 91, there was a thing called Riot Girl. Mm-hmm. You ever hear of a band called Bikini Kill?
No.
From Seattle?
Not quite my.
They used to spell girl G-R-R-L or G-R-R-R-L, three L-R's. But either way, it was always girl. That's how they spelled girl.
Nice.
So that's ever since I started Julie Land, that's how I spell girl.
Very nice. Well, we are back to giving this a try again. We're going to do a get to know episode because this was fun. We did this in March.
You want to get to know me, Mo?
I know. We know way too much fucking shit about each other. At, let's see, well over 130 episodes now, we know
too much
about each other. So we're going to get to know somebody else. And quite frankly, I want to find out if she has a soul. Today, we have sexy ginger girl, sexy redhead, Miss Katie Kiss. Ooh. Katie, how are you today?
Hey, y'all. I am fabulous.
Talk close to the mic, Katie.
Hi.
Don't be shy.
I am fabulous today. How are y'all?
Now, I notice a touch of an accent there.
Yes. I'm from Louisiana.
Louisiana, the great state of.
That's where I get the hey y'all from.
I've been to Louisiana.
Really? What part? I'm from Baton Rouge, but I work in New Orleans also.
Shreveport, maybe?
Shreveport, yep.
Is there casinos in Shreveport?
Are there what?
Casinos in Shreveport?
Casinos. I'm not really sure, to be honest, but there are some in Vegas.
Stay close to the mic.
Yeah, I've been down to New Orleans a couple times. Actually, back when my honeymoon, we spent part of our time. Yeah, I got married many, 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 many years ago and got divorced. We spent part of our honeymoon in New Orleans. It was a great town. Got to go to one of Emeril Lagasse's restaurants. I had a lot of fun in Louisiana. My mom lives in Mississippi, so I deal with the accent. Northern.
Nice. I have family in Mississippi.
Tishomingo, Mississippi.
Love it.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I would say that I'm kind of to myself these days. I'm always writing and singing and listening to music, checking out new artists. If I'm not working, you know, staying busy. Like, they keep me really busy.
Next Level Talent is who your agency is.
Next Level, yep. That is who I'm represented by, Andre and Jonathan Morgan.
They keep you very busy. Now, you mentioned music. Is this a passion of yours? Is this something you look to go into?
Eventually, but not right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any American Idol's over? I don't know about
The Voice is still around. Trying out for The Voice. I signed up, actually, and they have some auditions coming up next year. I'm excited.
Nice.
We'll see what happens.
Not a bad idea.
So,
can I ask a question?
Oh, please. Sure. Go ahead. What color do you like?
What was your first concert?
My first concert was Hilary Duff, and I just had this conversation with, it was Keith Munyon. He had taken some photos of Hilary Duff for her first album.
Wow. I'm
super excited.
Now, who's Hilary Duff?
Hilary Duff is amazing. She's actually residing in California also. Mm-hmm. She's a great musician.
Music people.
No. Somebody that I really look up to, and she has inspired me in more ways than one.
Wait, was she Hannah Montana?
No, she was not. She was Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, okay.
Hannah Montana is Miley Cyrus.
Okay, okay. No. I don't know. Listen, the girlfriend knows this generation. I don't.
You're old, man.
Well, yeah. Hey, you learn something new every day.
I know Nickelodeon from like Double Dare. Nick, I don't know Nick, where Nick, these Nick, shows. Nick, yeah. Nick, Nick.
You're old, man.
I was actually just talking
about.
You're not
hip. You're not hip with the kids, are you?
Patty Duke just passed away.
What?
Recently, and I was talking about. I tweeted about. I used to watch the Patty Duke show on Nick at Night back when it was actually old TV shows. Now they're showing shows from the 90s.
Yes,
and I'm like,
I used to watch Patty Duke when it first came out.
The 90s were an interesting time. So you like music. What other interests do you have?
I love to write. Okay. I really love to write scenes. Eventually I plan to direct my own stuff, produce my own content. And some photography.
Oh, wow. So you're all over the board. Now, with the writing and writing scenes, so you're looking at a little bit of script writing.
Yes.
Is this something that you're considering starting off by you know, both of your agents are directors.
They're awesome.
So
they actually brought me on set with them for Stormy Daniels' feature film, and I got to learn how they direct. I got to hit the slate. It was really amazing.
So you got to have the fun PA job.
Yeah, it was for the feature film was for Performers of the Year, so it was really great to be.
I would tell you that's how you learn. Is if you any free time you
hands
have,
on.
You just go on set and work as a PA.
Yeah, when I was doing it willingly. They were like, "We're not paying you." I'm like, "That's totally okay with me because I want to learn. I want to learn
how
this
learn.
Happens hands on."
It's better than going to school.
It is. I swear, I've found myself outside of school since I've been away from school. I feel like I've taught myself more than I learned in school.
I believe it.
And I just love doing what I love and not being forced to learn chemistry or fucking science. Pardon my French.
No, it's okay.
I'm a bit of a potty mouth.
It's okay.
We typically allow that based on the conversation. So we have.
Hey,
typically.
I like dirty talk.
There you go.
If you know what I mean.
So back to your writing though, is, are you, different companies have different requirements for
right?
the thing. And if you chose to write for somebody, say somebody like Stormy Daniels who writes her own stuff. She typically writes 30-page romantic, you know, features. I
yeah.
mean, they're longer.
She's from my hometown, also.
She's
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
She's a great girl. I say girl because she's younger than I am.
She's beautiful.
Then you have other companies that get away with a 5-page script. Is this like?
How
you said,
do you write a porn? I need to see a porn script someday because I've never seen
mine. I don't plan for
don't,
it
like,
to be 30 pages yet. That's something I'll eventually
like,
do. But to start off, 5 pages isn't bad.
Do you sit there and
maybe
write?
Less?
Hey, scene.
Because once you start.
Man,
you know,
girl in bedroom line. Man, hey, how's it going, Kathy?
Kathy?
Girl, hey, Biff, you look amazing. Hey, let's have sex. Okay, scene.
Okay,
next set of scenes.
You gotta come up with a storyline. You know, like
what story is it?
You can make up any story.
So with the new job, one of my requirements now is to. Read scripts. And
nice.
So, no, it's not nice. I have received, since I started doing this, I've received about a dozen scripts, and about two of them have actually been usable. One director who I have to give him some credit for, I didn't check to see, because typically you base per page is per minute of mm-hmm. of talking dialogue, spoken dialogue in a movie. So, you know, obviously with short scripts, they're more about the sex. So I'm reading through this guy's script and I get to about page 3 and I'm like, he's a lot of detail in this and a lot of production value. And I look down at the bottom of the page to see how many pages it was. 64 fucking pages
wow,
of script.
Wow, that's dedication right
now,
there for these talents.
I gave him... I went ahead and I read the whole script because I just wanted to see, does this guy have something that can be trimmed down? Not this movie, but can he write well enough to go ahead and do something else? Maybe, but unfortunately that wasn't the script for the person. So
different strokes for different folks.
Can I ask her a question?
Please.
Indeed.
What's your favorite color?
What is my favorite color? That's a good question, actually. I really like black. It goes with anything.
Isn't that not a color? That's absence of light.
Okay.
How long have you been in the business?
Wait, whoa, slow down there. I will throw my shoe at you like you were George Bush.
Stormy Daniels had to throw a shoe at somebody. That was fun.
I'm not surprised, actually.
Get the basics out of the way.
I have a list of questions
because
I prepare myself.
Oh, boy.
But to answer your question, it would be... mint green.
Oh, I like mint green.
There we go. Mint green.
Mint green.
No, you are a redhead.
Yes, I am a natural redhead.
Natural redhead. Ginger. Any of that Irish background? Any of that?
You know, I've never done the research on my history. As far as I know, I'm just white.
I'm just white.
She's
but
bright white.
Bright white, and I embrace the pace.
Very nice.
I do.
So you're in porn. You're a performer. How long have you been doing this?
2 months now.
2 months?
Yeah.
A whole 2 months.
She's a virgin, basically.
I am a virgin.
Okay, so in 2 months, a total of... You know,
I'm
60 days.
Wait, that's, yeah, 60 days, what, 8 weeks? So go ahead.
How many scenes have you done?
Over 20.
You're a slut.
I love
Sorry.
It.
Or whore,
hey, I'm
I
getting
guess.
A lot of women, too. Older women, especially, and I like it.
Okay, so you've done 20 scenes.
Or more.
Or more.
Yes.
No. When you're at that number, you should know how many that
more
actually
to
is.
Come. More. I'm doing more work this month. More work this
the
month.
The microphone.
Yes.
You want to hold it? Just go ahead, take it off and hold it.
I didn't know I was able to.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of like attached.
There we go.
Good. There we go. See, you learn something new every day.
You got to learn to.
I learned
you gotta,
something.
And knowledge is power.
And what I was going to say is you got to learn how to work the mic because you're going to get a lot, be doing a lot of this.
Yes, indeed.
In years to come.
Because your agents,
super excited about this.
Your agents like to promote their girls and encourage them to do these type of things. So go out. This is a fun podcast, but there are many others that you can go on and have some fun and get your name out there. So of your 20-some scenes, what do you think your best scene was?
Oh, man. That's an awesome question. Probably at kink.com.
Very nice.
They really tested me, my limits.
Which site was it for?
That was Hogtied.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Hogtied.com. I'm all about bondage.
Ooh, I love it.
Now, is that something that you just started experiencing while you were in the adult industry, or did you experience this previously?
I've always wanted to explore it. Funny, I had a boyfriend before I started porn, and now that I've been in porn, I'm single, of course. Anyways, I never had any luck with guys wanting to try the bondage BDSM. They were afraid, and they told me they were afraid. They were like, I'm not the guy for you. This is scary. You're freaking me out.
Boys.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, how else am I going to explore my sexuality in the way that I truly want to here in Louisiana? I might as well just go do some porn.
I'm going to LA.
So I started looking into kink. And then as soon as I met this girl named Charlotte Cross, who told me her agency worked with kink, I'm like, hey, I got to be there. And I was with 101 originally for one day, and I got off the contract with them, and then I came to Next Level.
Very nice. And how many scenes have you done up at Kink?
At Kink, this month we'll make my fourth one, and then I'm doing two more. I'm excited.
And what's your experience now? Because typically talent, depending on how they fly up there and back, will stay the night. Have you stayed the night at the Armory?
I have, and I've heard some crazy stories about how it's haunted, but I've never heard anything. I mean, I had a good time. I slept like a baby.
Now, I've been
I came so many times today, and I had a great time, and now I'm just going
to
chill out.
I went up to Kink for a couple different bondage events, and I know Peter Ackworth, from the FSC board, and so I've had some free roam to go around the building some, and it's a really great place. But the one place that kind of freaked me out, and I think I mentioned this before, and it didn't freak me out, it was just kind of the odd space, was excuse me, where's the restroom? Oh, there's a restroom right over there. And it was the enema room.
Yeah.
And that was all it. And I'm like, okay, I was just looking to take a leak, but it's very co-ed. It's very it's a very fun place.
Yeah.
So
about that bathroom, guys and girls are able to be in there at the same time, and it's just like a big place where everything goes on like enemas.
Yeah, exactly. Now, besides Kink, what other companies have you worked for?
Throated.com, Diabolic Video, Zero Tolerance, Naughty America, New Sensations. Supposed to work with Wicked soon. That got rescheduled because I was working for Reality Kings in Malibu that day.
So you've worked for quite a variety of...
Quite a few.
Yeah, in your 20 scenes.
And I'm looking forward to working with more companies. I've worked with Penthouse, Hustler.
What are your do's and don'ts?
My do's and don'ts.
Do you do everything? Anal,
I'm
everything?
Down for everything. Honestly, I can't wait for interracial. I'm just going to hold off on that for now. I don't want to throw it all out on the table just yet. I'm like...
But when you do throw it out on the table,
do you
hope to be tied up at that time?
That would be hot. Hey, I'm down for
tied
that.
Tied up by a large black man.
I'm not complaining. I'm down. Okay. I'm game.
Are you submissive?
I am a switch. I do both dominant, submissive. Okay. I do film dom also, which is fun. I have had some male slaves, some pets.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you do the male slaves, pets, this is off camera?
This is on camera.
Oh, this is on camera.
And off camera?
Not off camera, not right now.
Do you have an interest in that?
Yeah, totally. But then again, I want to be a slave. It's weird. It's like you know, conflicting because I want to do both. And that's why I end up at dungeons sometimes because I'm exploring the lifestyle.
Very
and
good.
How these people really go about it, you know, because I've met some couples. This woman, for example, was a slave to her husband. She had the collar on her neck. Like, I would love for somebody to give me a collar and actually mean that they want me to be that submissive.
I'll give you a
them.
Collar.
That's hot.
That's I'll give you a little collar.
And I have not met that person. I don't know when I'll meet that person. I'm not in any rush, but
I'll
that shit's hot to me.
I'll get her a collar. I'll get her a collar.
But then I kind of like to switch it up sometimes because I'm a redhead. I'm a fire sign. I like to be in control too. So that's where the switch comes in.
Oh,
but if I met the
learn.
Right guy, I would totally be
you
willing
have a lot
if
to
he
learn.
Gave me a collar.
You have a lot to learn.
Teach me your ways.
I know. I was going to say, like,
we have so Alex and I have some very close friends, and they lived in the lifestyle.
That's what has originally got me into porn.
The
first
coloring.
Started with kink. All
having
that kinky
that
shit.
Yeah, having that color is a very, very special, intimate
it's super,
thing between
super,
super
special to me. I would cherish that moment forever, and it's super sincere, and I don't know what
it's
else
serious.
To say.
I
it's
say
serious.
Welded on, though.
I take it too serious. Some people yeah. don't take it that seriously. They just play around with it,
right.
you know?
Yeah, well, those are the... there's. Pretenders and you know people who play
people
and then
people
are
serious
exactly
but not all the time, you know, not all serious all the time.
Seriously funny.
Now you're both dominating, you're both submissive, so or I guess you're both of those two things. What about guys versus girls?
What about them?
Do
you mean
do you prefer yeah let's say on
I
camera.
Prefer cock any day. I just love dick. I love dick. I love it. But I like women
too. She
loves
too. Dick. Loves dick.
All right,
Richard,
but
you got a chance.
I love women too, though. You know, it goes both
but women
ways.
Are annoying.
It depends. I agree. Okay. I agree. This is why I don't really have any women friends.
I don't have any women friends either.
You
they
don't have any friends, period.
I don't have. I'm too busy. I have way
hey,
too
Hey, it's
much.
Okay. Stay business oriented.
Ooh. Yeah, I
stay busy with business.
I barely see my girlfriend anymore. It's like I'm busy all the time, and I know you love that word, but yeah, it's you know, I talk to her every so often.
Can I ask
Who
her
really
another question?
Has time for it when you're
please,
that busy?
Please feel free. More with
who
Dick.
Do you want to work with?
Who do I want to work with?
Let me look at my list here. Who do you want to work
you.
With?
I'll tell
Who
you right
you
now.
I can't wait
with.
For you.
No, please, go ahead. Who would you like to work with?
Besides
well,
Mo.
I'm going to get the exact name because it's kind of hard for me to pronounce. I know that sounds funny. Marvin
Smith.
Cortez. Marvin Cortez, based in New York. I don't know if he does porn, actually, but I met him in talent testing. He said he has a lot of talent friends. Not sure.
I was waiting for you to say, like I want to work with
but
Johnny Depp.
No. Marvin Cortez. Somebody I met in talent testing. But he's from New York. I have this weird fascination with New Yorkers. I don't know what it is.
Yo.
the mobsters.
I'm walking here.
I'm talking.
No, but he's a model, like for like a high fashion company right now. I'm not sure if he does porn.
So it
but
sounds
I'm,
like he
I met
bangs
him in
porn
talent testing. So who knows?
Guys that go testing and you're not quite sure if yeah. they're male
talent
or not.
I'm just gonna ask for his test.
Yeah, really.
Be like, hey,
did you pass? Did you pass that test?
Exactly.
Of course.
So, I mean, besides him, is there any other male talent that you know or male talent that you want to work with?
Female talent?
Manuel Fair. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I've just seen some of his work, and I'm like, well, that would be interesting. But, you know, there's so many talent out there.
Manuel
it's hard
Ferreira?
To choose.
That's his name. You are
yeah,
so
cute. There's so many people. Kieran Lee, maybe.
Yeah. Kieran's a good guy. Brazzers. That's good to get in because they're a big company.
You know, honestly, I'm still learning the names of all the guys. To be honest, before I used to watch a lot of porn, but I didn't really know like all the names of the stars
when you were,
until I
when
started.
When you were watching porn.
Sorry. And now I'm on, you know, Keys Movies or, you know, Pornhub, and I'm like, holy shit, these are the people that I work with now. This is weird.
Who did you look at in porn when you were watching that you liked?
Who did I watch in porn since I've started or
no,
before?
Before you got it.
I didn't really have anyone in particular. I've no. just always watched anal and big cock.
Oh, we watched the...
And women going down on each other because I get off on the idea
that.
Of getting eaten out.
Fuck that. I don't
but
care
it's
about
not
that.
So much
but
like,
women taking big cock, we're in the same boat.
And yeah. then I love anal too. So.
Yeah, anal, ugh. Girls taking in the ass, big dicks.
It gets me off so much more though. Like, I'm ready for double penetration also.
So you should get...
Double
should get
anal?
Hot. Hold on.
Double anal?
She should get banged in the ass by Manuel for his Ross series. Yeah. I think
that's hot.
Manuel, that's Caden, hot. If you guys are listening, I'm just
you better saying. Be listening. I'm on Twitter too.
What about double anal? Would you do that?
I've never considered that, and that reminds me of fisting for some reason.
Can you fist your ass?
I've never done that. I've never would even you like thought to try
it
about
right
it.
Now? Would you like to try it right now?
Have we discussed this with our agents?
I got some lube, and there's a vibrator
don't
right there.
Don't worry about it. I can talk to them later. That'll be fine.
What they don't know doesn't hurt.
Which hole, A, B, or C?
All three. Can you fist above. Your mouth? Because I've seen girls that can.
Anything
and that's
for you,
impressive.
Mo.
Phoenix Marie can.
You know, there was this one time I asked a girl to put a Red Bull can up her butt, just and she did it for me. Adriana Chechik. We were on a scene and she was doing anal fisting with I can't remember her name, but you know her, and I'm gonna feel like I'm an asshole for not remembering her name. But anyhow,
speaking of assholes,
I've had girls do lots of things for me.
She did it, and I just said, "Hey, can you put this Red Bull can up your ass?" And she just kind of spit on it, and
went up I saw a girl smoke a cigarette with her pussy. How crazy is that?
Mika Tan.
I don't
smoke
cigarettes myself, but I saw that, and I was a little surprised.
When I was 16, I saw a girl put hard-boiled eggs without the shells in her pussy and then squirt them out.
Ew, why would she do that? That's
she was a stripper.
Rotten, right?
No, wait. Hold on. Now, was the shell
on them? It was a bachelor party.
Was the shell
on? Of course it was.
Oh, no. So, you were creative. The shell goes on. She crushes off the shell and shoots out a shell.
Well, that didn't happen. I was 16 and I saw this.
What do you know about bachelor parties? I do a lot of those at Spearmint Rhino in Vegas.
I started going to bachelor parties when I was like 16 because I worked at a restaurant that had a private bar. So we would throw them all the time. And the owner was a friend of my family's, and then the owner of the local strip club was a friend of my family. So I'd always know the girls, and I knew, like, I was just in all of that. And so, because it's all like mafia. So everybody, like, brings out. At 16 years old, I'm seeing strippers do crazy things, and I'm like, this is cool. Like, this is amazing. And I'd go home going.
I started dancing when I was 18, and I ask myself now, why didn't I start in porn first? You know?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, because my family, you know, being from the South, like, being brought up, like, Southern ways, they say, you know, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And for a little while, I'm like, okay,
you
maybe I shouldn't.
You listen to your parents?
When I was younger, and now that I'm older, I think for myself,
can
I do what
I
want.
Can I ask how old you are? What is older?
Well, I'm pretty mature for my age, but I'm only 22. I feel like I'm 27, but I turned 23 in a few days.
I have a 27-year-old at home.
Wait, whoa. When's your birthday?
April 14th.
That's
I'm
my
an
birthday.
Aries. Is it really?
Yeah. That's spooky weird.
I'm a little excited.
What are you doing
We're
Thursday?
Aries.
Let's party.
Right? No, seriously. I was here by myself last year. I took myself out in Los Angeles to this place.
I already have a plan for the day if you want to join me.
Are you serious? Because I'm totally down. I'm going to the beach.
I'd like to pause for a moment. For everyone listening, we do pre-record this show. So if you're listening to this and go, wait a second, this is brand new, but we're talking, I'm not sure when this actual episode's going to air. So, you know, you're giving away the secret. So happy birthday to both of you
by the time
this thing airs.
He's turning 21.
Long way
from 21.
31.
Okay, 29.
I'm 31. 31.
29.
31.
Nice.
I know.
Good age.
Day before tax
That's
day.
Hot.
Parents just missed tax day.
Yeah.
Speaking
31
of,
is
I have
the new
to file
40.
My taxes. Yes, I file my taxes.
31 is the new 41.
Exactly.
God, I'm turning 40 in about 4 months.
Any more questions for Mo?
Oh, wow.
I got one more question for you. If I can't ask.
No, please. Go ahead.
Can I ask?
Please do.
I have one more after that.
We just have to know.
I want to go back to the music thing. Who's your favorite artist do you like to listen to today?
B.O.B. B.O.B. is one of them because I think he leaves a lot of breadcrumbs in his music and his songs, and he's very intellectual. He's super intellectual, and I feel like I learn from his lyrics sometimes, not all the time, but I also...
Wait, go back to... I'm still confused here. B.O.B.?
B.O.B. Yeah. Just has really intellectual lyrics.
Seriously, isn't that Bob?
And leaves breadcrumbs.
Yeah,
he's
but no, no.
What
guy.
Kind of music is this? Sorry,
he doesn't know who
I
he is.
I have no clue who this is. What kind of music is this?
This is hip hop, some rap, but he's based here in Los Angeles right now, if I'm not mistaken.
And who else
do you
like?
I have a lot of artists.
But who else do you like?
I love Hilary Duff.
Okay.
She's awesome. I really like Deftones. Good Charlotte. I know. Funny punk band. I love them. I love them. I love them. I like Perfect Circle.
Mm.
Marilyn Manson, Chevelle. I'm a rocker girl.
good.
But I like a little bit of everything.
Good. You should. You should always. I tell everybody all the time. You got to listen to everything.
I research every genre.
Good.
Very nice.
So I give them all a chance.
Very good. Smart.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind, because I always tell people when I was younger, I would go, I hate, you know, Jimi Hendrix, and then I got older, and then I loved Jimi Hendrix.
So and Led Zeppelin's awesome too.
Of course, but you just never know. You grow into something, or you
right.
The next thing you know, you like something. Exactly. You didn't like. It's like broccoli. You hate broccoli, but then you grow up and you like broccoli.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or Brussels sprouts.
Or Brussels sprouts.
Or asparagus.
Asparagus.
Great minds think alike. Exactly. Right?
So one question that I always like to ask: there's always career goals. There's always life goals. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a producer, a director, a screenwriter, and possibly an agent. Years down the road, I want to invest in a musician.
What about a wife with kids?
Honestly, I don't see myself doing that anymore. Like, I've just had so many experiences that has really turned me away from that idea. You know, Might do that one of these days, but okay. I want to be more focused. I'm more focused on my career right now.
You should.
That's what I'm focused on. I'm not focused on, you know, I have a 2-year-old brother. That's like having a child. I feel like I've watched him grow.
I have Mo. It's like having a 2-year-old child.
We love Mo, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We really
now,
do.
Now, are you talking, when you're talking about writing, producing, directing, all this, are you planning then sticking in the adult industry, or do you want to branch out to more the mainstream industry?
I've been asking myself that. Originally, I was going to branch out into the music industry, but a part of me really wants to stay in this business for as long as I can, you know, like, even if it turns into producing and directing porn, sure, I'm down.
Very nice.
Well, I've already been inspired a lot since I've been here in these 2 months, and it's really broadened my...
Such a baby.
Broadened my perspective. I wish I was still inspired.
I was inspired.
I'm inspired by Mo to be on podcast and to do some more radio shows.
Mo inspires me too.
He really does. This is awesome. I'm excited about being here.
I want to be inspired again. Oh, honestly. So we ripped off to wrap up the show. We ripped off James Lipton from Inside the Actor Studio. I don't know if you're familiar with the show. And he asks these 10 questions. And I'm going to actually make up my own 10 questions at some point in time instead of just ripping off somebody else. But this is fun, and I think these are great questions. So I'm going to run through these with you, and let's see what you have.
Shoot, let's do it.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word. Indeed. Indeed.
What is your least favorite word?
Hate.
What turns you on?
When someone plays with my asshole.
What turns you off?
Cigarettes.
What sound do you love?
Any kind of music.
What sound do you hate?
Violence.
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
That's a popular one. What profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
You mean like career-wise?
Yeah. What other profession?
Musician.
Rockstar.
That too. I've just got so much emotion to pour out onto these stages, man.
Very nice.
And inspire other people and help other people, you know, in the music industry. Honestly, that's what I love most. That's what I'm most passionate about in writing. So, you know, making music videos, writing music.
Nice. What profession would you not like to do?
I do not want to do, you're going to laugh at me because I do acting now, but I don't want to act for long. You know, like that's just, I want to do both, but, you know, eventually one's going to take over if you spend more time doing, you know, let's say producing or directing. Sure. That's going to take the whole day just to run your website or something, you know, you've got to dedicate yourself. I mean, there is talent who do both. That's cool. I'm down. To answer your question, I don't really care so much about acting, but I do it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Your dog is allowed.
Nice. Very nice. Katie Kiss.
Chanel. She's also on Instagram, and her name is South Coast Chanel. C-H-A-N-E-L.
Very nice. I love when the dogs have
She's a rescue names. From Louisiana, and I just got her in Vegas the other day, brought her here to California, and she's with a friend of mine whom I pay until I can get my own place that allows my dogs. So she's been traveling with me everywhere.
Very nice.
I do not leave her behind.
Is she ugly?
No, she's beautiful. She's half lab, half pit bull, and she has a heart on her side.
Kind of ugly.
Kind of cute.
Sounds kind of ugly to me.
Don't be ugly.
Oh, my God. Well, you kids, stop fighting. It's like a dog fight over here. I don't like to get in the middle of those, but Katie Kiss, thank you so much for coming
out. Thank you so much for having me. Was that 10 questions?
That was the 10 questions. Okay. Look at that.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Where can we find you, and where can your fans find you on the interwebs?
On Instagram, the Katie Kiss, K-A-T-Y. And on Twitter, I am Katie Kiss, XXX. I also have Snapchat, which I am obsessed with, unfortunately. I am the Katie Kiss.
Very nice. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug this week?
The guy who we have the Katie, same birthday. Katie Kiss.
Katie, I'll plug Katie. How's that sound?
Oh, anal plug. Katie. Guess what? I just got a new selection of anal plugs.
Very nice.
Me too. And they have fur tails on them.
Happy birthday.
Phosphor. Oh, happy birthday. You want one? I got a new one coming in.
Okay.
It's black glass in your ass.
You kids, way too much fun. Well, my name is Maurice. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. You can listen to More with Mo on, SoundCloud, iTunes. And you can find everything, photos, videos, and this podcast on my blog, TheAverageMo.com.
I love The Average Mo.
Thanks for listening.